This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, 10 days of the month of Ramadan have passed. This is a third of the month has gone. There are only two thirds left. And what is to come of the days of Ramadan and the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr is much better than the 10 days that have passed. So this is a message of hope for everyone who has failed in the first 10 days or has lost the first 10 days, that the 20 days that are to come, especially the last 10, are much better than what has gone past. And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is at this moment that a hadith goes around, and it is a weak hadith. You need to make sure of this. And that is a hadith that says the first 10 days of Ramadan are days of mercy, and the second 10 days are days of forgiveness, and the last 10 days are days in which Allah Azza wa Jal frees people from the fire. This hadith is weak. Do not share this hadith, because the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is for 30 days of this month, and His forgiveness is for 30 days, and He frees people from the fire for all these 30 days. Do not limit Allah's mercy to 10 days and His forgiveness to 10 days. The entire month is a month of mercy and forgiveness and a chance and an opportunity to be freed from the fire. So increase in your righteous deeds. Increase, my brothers and sisters in Islam. We are in need of doing good deeds, especially in these days that are coming. These are blessed days. These are holy days that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us the opportunity to live and to witness. Make the most of it. We are in need of righteous deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. The human being is in loss. The human being is in ruin, except for the one who believed and did righteous good deeds. Then righteous good deeds is going to save you from loss. It's going to save you bi-ithnillah from the fire. And as a result, it's going to earn you Allah's forgiveness. And it is going to earn you the paradise. As Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal promised those who believe and do righteous deeds, what did He promise them? Two things. مغفرة, a complete forgiveness of sins. وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, and a huge great reward. And when أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ is mentioned in the Qur'an, it refers to the paradise itself. So work hard in these remaining 20 days. Work extra hard in the last 10 days. And that was the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our shortcomings. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength and the ability to continue to worship Him until the day we meet Him. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.